further shows that God is demonstrating his power in this. In verse 5, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Here this seems to refer to the lightning that causes the thunder, that causes the great noise that's called the voice of the Lord. The lightning can break the cedars. It can split these giant trees. It can rend them asunder. He further says, yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Lebanon was the country to the north of Israel. And it was noted for having the most majestic of all cedars, the greatest of the cedar trees. And so to break the cedars of Lebanon was a true illustration of great power. So he includes that. The Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. These are cedars that man would work hard just to cut one down and to just hew it into the pieces of lumber that might be used from it. But the Lord, with one stroke, can break the mighty cedars of Lebanon. He further says in verse 6, he maketh them also to skip like a calf. So to skip like a calf would be the image of a young animal that's dancing across the field. And as he breaks these cedars, they look like they're skipping like a calf. It looks like it's a very easy, light, frivolous thing to be done with all this great power that God has to down one of these great cedars and to just make it skip along like a calf. He further says Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. Now Syrian was the name given for Mount Hermon. And of course it's in the northern border of Israel also. And these areas were mountainous areas. They were noted for their great trees. And so they then skip like a young unicorn. A young unicorn indicating some kind of a wild animal that could play about. But with the great power that God has, with this voice of thunder, with this lightning that comes with it, then these majestic areas with their giant forests seem to skip about like a young unicorn or like a young animal. And he further illustrates this in verse 7, the voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. Now the flames of fire no doubt has to refer to the lightning. And as the lightning comes forth from the clouds, and as it strikes something on the earth, and it branches out into various forks and divides, then it appears that it's the voice of the Lord dividing this. This, of course, is figurative language for the most part, but he's simply illustrating the great power of God. It's as though he can call forth these flames of fire, these great bolts of lightning that have untold amounts of electrical energy in them. He can just call them forth by his voice, which is, of course, referred to as the thunder. And so God is the controller of this. God is the one who has the great power behind all of this. And as we see then the lightning and a great thunderstorm, we think of God then as being the one who controls this and who is bringing it about. And so it says, the voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. Just think what power we could have if we could just by giving a mere command from our voice, if we could just use our voice and bring about the great forces of nature that are involved in a thunderstorm, especially with the great bolts of lightning. This is so far beyond anything that man is able to do that we really do not find man even dreaming about having this kind of power. I don't remember ever reading of man imagining himself to be able to have the kind of power in which he can use his voice and cause these great bolts of lightning to divide the flames of fire like we'd see done in a thunderstorm. But yet this is the picture given of the God of heaven. This is a demonstration of his majesty, of his power. And it's a further illustration of the fact that he not only is sovereign of all things, but he certainly is sovereign over the kingdom of nature. He reigns in it. He controls it. It is his domain. And it certainly behooves us then to want to serve this God, to want to be in accordance with these great forces of nature, to want to live in harmony with his law in this universe, For to be out of step with the law of God, to be out of harmony with the things of God, is to throw ourselves then in direct opposition to these great majestic forces that God is able to control. So we can see that one of the purposes of this psalm is to illustrate the great power, majesty, and glory of God. And certainly the more we know about God, then the more we are able to see Him in these great forces of nature. When we are involved in the midst of a great thunderstorm, we'll be able to realize that this is something that God is behind, and that this is an illustration of the great power of the great God. Well, our time has expired for this segment of our study. We're going to close at that point. We'll begin next time with the 8th verse of this 29th Psalm. Until next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.